always good to start the day hearing from an old friend. The Andrew Carter Morning Show. CJAD 800.
Last week, a fire erupted in a heritage building in Old Montreal. They pulled out another body yesterday, but it's very, very slow work because the fire raced through this old building so quickly that it seems like the floors collapsed inside. Questions being raised about some of the renovations done over the years to this this old building. Dino Boombro is Director of Policy at Heritage Montreal. Good morning.
Good morning.
What do we know about this heritage building?
Well, we know about its original builders, you know, the Ogilvie family. This was the headquarters of the Ogilvie Flour Mill Company and one of the jewel of the crown of Montreal's industry in the 19th century. It's the same company, if you want, that generated the Five Roses flower that we know we love the sign of, still flashing in the night of Montreal. So we know about that part of the history. The architect is Alexander Acheson, who also played a role in rebuilding the City Hall of Montreal after the fire in 1922. So it's a family of stonecutters and so on. So we know that. What perhaps we didn't know so much, or perhaps some people knew, but not the public, is how this building has been renovated over time. And, you know, whereas many of the buildings in Old Montreal have been turned into condo or residential in the 70s or 80s or 90s, this one was already being turned in part as residential back in the 1960s. So a lot of renovation work had happened, and perhaps, you know, and sometimes things happen on weekends when there's no inspection and, you know, a wall, a load-bearing wall or column just gets removed and so on. So things might happen. So this is a part which surely the inspector and the current investigation will hopefully help understand.
How difficult is it to renovate a building, an old building like this, and bring it up to code? And how many buildings like this do you think are out there that are not up to code?
Well, that's a very good question. It's we don't know that kind of statistic. And there is an issue perhaps that also the, you know, within the city of Montreal, is the heritage crowd and the fire department actually talking to each other? You know, that we're talking about Montreal. Montreal is an historic district protected by law since 1964. So it's a place where we had a chance. We actually had quite a few decades to learn more about this situation. And maybe there's a concern that an old district is mostly focusing on the history of the place. Well, the history is an history book. You know, a building has to be treated as a real place with physical issues and so on. And it's, you know, a couple of years ago when there was the fire at Notre Dame in Paris, which just shows us how fire is not something which is exclusive to Montreal. You know, there, you know, in Montreal we've had fires since the 19, even the French regime. Montreal was wiped out a few times, and effort has been made. You know, we invented the back lane to create fire breaks. We've have firewalls, which is a characteristic of the urban architecture in Montreal, and so on. But following the 2019 fire at Notre Dame, we our members, in their annual general meeting, adopted a resolution calling for the authority to better cooperate and make an audit of what is the fire protection situation of our built heritage in Montreal, for instance. There is an issue with the building code. Many of the building code actually are designed or generated or written for new buildings. But you and I know, and everybody walking around know, that there's a lot of existing buildings that are not necessarily factory made in 2023. So they're currently, we spoke to the MP for RMP, Stephen Gilbo, and we discussed this issue. And currently the federal government is in the process of updating the National Building Code. So hopefully there will be a section to address this. But these are matters that take time, and perhaps, and meanwhile, there should be a more systematic inspection done jointly by heritage professional from the city and fire department people.
How old is the Ogilvie building? When was it built?
It was built in 1890.
Okay. So there was electricity at that time, right? It just has sort of been, they were bringing it on?
Well, in 1890, maybe you had some, but it was mostly through gas lighting that you had it. But I'm sure the wires were more recent than that.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Do you think that it will end up being a total loss, this building? I understand that the destruction is quite complete inside.
Well, it is. Well, first of all, we discuss about stones and brick and rubbles, but we are also very touched by the loss of lives here. This is the first thing, you know. And imagine all the families they had their relatives visiting Montreal or living in Old Montreal, which is a great place, and this happened. It's horrible. But the fact that the fire department very early, you know, as they were fighting the fire, were stating that this was a heritage building, and part of the mission of the fire department was not only to save lives, but also to make effort for the heritage building, was very encouraging. In the past, we've seen cases where the fire department, even in, you know, as recently as 2010-12, when the old Franciscan building, monastery on René Lévesque, you know, almost across from the Canadian Center for Architecture, you know, at Seymour, burned down. They just raised the thing, even not taking the time to remove some of the statues and the sculptures that were gracing the chapel. Now I think the fire department is much more cautious, understanding it's the historic district. The precaution that they're putting in dismantling is not only to safeguard a crime scene, if you want, an investigation scene, but also the fact that they're numbering the stone and doing this in a methodical way will enable to bring back part of the building.
Right.
Now, how will it be restored or rebuilt? That's another issue. There will be discussion. Probably there will have to be some kind of more contemporary element. But, you know, a lot of the debate for heritage in the historic district had been about design. But what the question that you're raising remind us that we should care not just for the form of the building, but its physical integrity and also the issue of its security.
Right. Dino, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, it's a sad moment, but at least we can expect that we will learn from it.
Yeah, hopefully.